The chasm represents the dead-end street of self. It's the sin nature. It's the fact that we don't have what it takes to go to heaven. We don't have what it takes to find lasting happiness. We live in a world and we're in a fallen condition that as finite beings, it's one thing to be finite. There's nothing wrong with being finite. That's the way God made us. But God did not make us fallen. He made us to be good. I mean, the first man and the first woman. And of course, we have all inherited the sin nature from them. So we are conceived and brought into the world already sinners. And so the chasm is established. There is simply no way, not by works of righteousness which we have done, that we can get to heaven. By grace you've been saved through faith. Not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Not by works, lest any man should boast. So the character, Nick Seagrave, really representing every person, tries to come up with all of these ways to cross the chasm. And he gets into, you know, great literature and music and arts and success and business. And basically, he pursues these roads that promise something that they never deliver. And so the chasm represents the failure of the world to keep its promises. It represents the evil one and his battle against us to keep us from going to heaven, which we can only do by the work of Christ and the grace of God. It's basically the sin that separates us from God.